This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
In what would have been the top story from the Supreme Court today, a 5-4 decision, the justices ruling against public sector unions in the case of an Illinois state government employee, Mark Janus. He didn't want to be forced to pay union fees to an organization whose political messages he may or may not support. It's a decision that could impact millions of public sector employees just like him. Mark Janus and his attorney, Jacob Huber, join us now in a Fox News at Night exclusive. Welcome back, gentlemen. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Mark, how do you feel? Has it sunk in? You took on this fight. It takes years to get through this process, and a win today for you at the Supreme Court.
It's starting to. It's a bit overwhelming, to have a decision, such as we received today is just so fantastic for public sector workers, such as myself in 22 different states. And the fact that they now have a choice, they have a choice to make their own decisions instead of having something like this forced upon them, such as these agency fees and dues.
Mm-hmm. All right. Justice Alito, writing for the 5-4 majority, said this procedure violates the First Amendment and cannot continue this collecting of the union fees. Neither an agency fee nor any other payment to the union may be deducted from a non-member's wages, nor may any other attempt be made to collect such a payment unless the employee affirmatively consents to pay. Jacob, they went as far as to say, like, it's not an opt-out situation now. Employees have to opt in if they want to be involved and pay money to the union.
Right, that's huge. In some states, like California, people who take certain government jobs are just automatically in the union unless they figure out the fact that they can quit and figure out how to quit. Now, it's not going to work that way. Now, you're only in the union and only paying those union dues if you specifically choose to do that.
Okay, now the left was upset. Let's start first of all with the left side of the bench. Justice Kagan in her dissent said this: the decision will have large-scale consequences. Public employee unions will lose a secure source of financial support. She went on later to say the majority has chosen the winners by turning the First Amendment into a sword and using it against workaday economic and regulatory policy. Mark, for you, this was all about the First Amendment and whether or not you could be forced to use your money to subsidize someone else's political message.
Exactly, because the First Amendment gives me that right of free association. And unfortunately, with the forced fees that I had to pay, I didn't have that freedom of association. I was told what I had to do in order to work for the government. And if I didn't pay, I didn't have a job.
Well, and the DNC reacting this way, they say attacking unions is one of the most powerful tactics in the Republican playbook to enrich their wealthy friends at the expense of working people. In fact, Republicans are so determined to undermine workers that they held a Supreme Court seat hostage for nearly a year in order to nominate an aggressively anti-union justice. Make no mistake, the nomination of Neil Gorsuch was first and foremost about winning the Janus case and taking rights away from workers. Jacob, how do you respond to that?
I don't think that was the only factor at play there, but it's strange to say that this case is about billionaires when the plaintiff in this case is a man, Mark Janus, who is not a billionaire. And what we've had in this country is a scheme where unions have been taking money from workers like Mark to enrich themselves, and we're just saying those workers should have a choice. And if they want to support a union, that's great, but if they don't, they should have the option not to. We're restoring fairness here. Unions have had an unfair advantage where they've been able to take money from people who don't want to pay it, which nobody else in politics can do. This just creates a situation where, like everybody else, they have to get by on money that people will give them voluntarily.
Mark, what was it that made you feel like you wanted to step up on this issue and not be forced to channel your money without your choice?
Well, I was seeing the politics that the union was conducting in Illinois and elsewhere. I was also seeing the fact that, my money was going to positions that I just did not agree with completely. And the fact that when I tried to get an accounting of where my money was going, it was just not available. It was nebulous. And yeah, they gave us some information, but it was so vague. You could almost interpret it any way you wanted to. And so therefore, I'm thinking, why am I supporting this, and why am I being forced to support something that I just don't agree with? And that goes to the point of, not only policy, but we're also looking at the collective bargaining process itself and the lack of transparency in that whole process.
I'll tell you, this decision that came down yesterday is huge. There's no wonder that you're hearing all the yelling and screaming coming from the DNC, because unions were serving them very well.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll, ladies and gentlemen. If we're going to do it, all hands on deck. It's not a Republican thing, not a Democratic thing. It's an us thing, the United States of America. It's, the grander opportunity that awaits us all if we honor the constitutional values, the things that we say that we're supporting. The Constitution that many of us have fought for, that have had relatives over the generations fought for, died for, have invested our treasure, our very lives for. This is what it's all about for us here. Thank you for joining us. I am Bill Martinez. Chris Arps joins us now. Chris is a Project 21 member. And he is in support of, this new agenda that we're going to talk about. A new agenda. It's an agenda for Black America. It's kind of a manifesto laid out on some specific points. And one in particular has to do and addresses illegal immigration, which happens to be a hot button, to say the least, with all that's going on at the border. Chris recently said to the political left, illegal immigrants are the new blacks. Thus, its entitlement agenda now prioritizes those who enter our country illegally over the lawful citizens whose ancestors were here and fought for this country as far back as its founding. It's appalling and a disgrace. Chris Arps, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, great to talk to you again. Thank you for having me.
Always good to have your insight here. Some have suggested that the Democrats and progressives are scrambling here a bit because it seems that strong arm of influence that they have had on a once before monolithic black community is slipping away, especially in light of, Donald Trump, when he went to black Americans to say, look at, you've had even a black president in all these years, you voted Democrat. You know, how's that working out for you? What have you got to lose? Can you trust me now? And here it is, one case in point in terms of unemployment. I mean, black employment is at its all time high, right?
It is at its all time high. And, it was funny because I was speaking with a friend of mine yesterday. And, of course, they always try to say that the economy was improving under Obama and then, President Trump just inherited this. But, of course, you always have to bring up the fact that during President Obama's term, the labor participation rate was the lowest it had been since Jimmy Carter.
Exactly.
The unemployment rate was artificially low because people simply, stop looking for work. you know, I am.
What happened? You know, Chris, I got to tell you, I don't buy into the stop looking for work. What they did is they went underground. They started taking money under the table. They stopped participating in the government and paying taxes. I mean, you can't just have a certain number that you have to bring into the household every month and just say, okay, I'm not going to work anymore. I mean, welfare is going to take, no question, the welfare numbers went, you know, off the charts. But, you know, as well as I do, unfortunately, the Obama administration and the policies encouraged people, in a sense, to kind of break the law and do things that were not wholesome for themselves or their families in terms of taking money under the table, getting government support, you know, and working the system. But ultimately, what happens is people realize that when they're not productive, they're really not happy. And so now you get a president who opens up the doors and say, hey, look, come back, be productive, and go at it. And they are scrambling, you know, to get back to being productive and supporting their families the right way and being a positive part of, you know, the government process in terms of paying their taxes and all that.
Exactly. And you know, getting back to this migrant workers, as they're calling them, these children at the border, you know, I have plenty of sympathy and empathy. You know, I can understand a young mother being faced with their children being initiated into a gang and there's crime and all that. But I also look at it, too, what about the young African-American here in North St. Louis or in inner city Chicago who is facing those same struggles of trying to raise their children and keep them out of the gang life? Where does that mother go to keep her child out of gang? Does she go to Canada? Does she go to Mexico? I think this border crisis is just another indication that the Democratic Party puts illegal aliens' interest above American citizens' interest and above the interest of their most loyal constituency, which is African Americans.
Yeah. Well, Chris, when you think about the billions of dollars that are being spent there, I mean, we can't figure out. We're not smart enough to figure out a better way. And you know, the problems that we've had in inner cities, this has been going on for a long time. You know, what is going on? And I know this is what the agenda, you know, for Black America is all about, is you're saying, look, we've gone through enough of this. We have enough empirical evidence. We got some smart people here to figure this out. Let's enunciate the problem in a way that really is going to be constructive for the inner cities and address these issues, whether it is, you know, has to do with social justice issues on down. And certainly something like this is that, you know, I guess what people are realizing, when you're $21 trillion in debt, you only have so much money and it can only go so far. Can you afford to continue to support these things that really, I mean, you know, the people are, you know, the citizens that they've paid for, invested in? You know, I believe that we need to be good stewards to our citizens. We've always have handed out. We've always, you know, helped people. We will continue to do that. But it seems to be, you know, counterintuitive when we're supporting people who are breaking the law.
Exactly. And there's, you know, there's facts out there that a lot of American citizens, African Americans, don't know. You know, a illegal immigrant child is entitled in many jurisdictions to a free private education. They're also entitled to any school lunch program that school may have. We have illegal aliens that are receiving driver's licenses. You know, illegal aliens can even buy homes without a social security number. There's a special number that they can get from the government that the mortgage company can use instead of a social security number. And you just see all of these benefits that are given away when we're $21 trillion in debt. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of these school districts around the country that are overloaded with illegal immigrant children, that they have to teach them bilingual education. That's more money that has to be spent in already overcrowded classrooms. Mm-hmm. I think Project 21 and many Black activists, conservative activists, are just saying enough is enough.
Right. Well, and the thing is, and I've seen it happen, you know, in my experience with our kids when we were growing up, we were in a dominant Hispanic community, and you would get these kids that would come in and they didn't speak the language. Well, you know, one or two kids in a classroom, and it overwhelmed the teacher that was already you know, already drowning and, you know, having 25 to 30 kids in the classroom. It just was a very untenable situation. But, you know, hey, the would-be, you know, legislators and the people that support this kind of agenda, you know, can't seem to understand what these teachers are faced with and, you know, what kind of obligation do they have for its base constituency. Oh, yes, the kids that are citizens of America. I mean, I don't mean to sound harsh, and I know you're not sounding sure. harsh. We're just trying to lay this program out, and we're going to get into more detail as we discuss this further with Chris Arpcs with Project 21, and we're talking about the blueprint for a better deal for Black America, which is a better deal for all Americans. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCM for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Forgive and let it move on. Tell me that you're gonna make me stronger. Forgive and let it move on. Forgive and let it move on.
like is fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Chris Arps is with us with Black Leadership of America Project 21. They say, stop forcing black citizens to subsidize non-citizens, prohibit illegal immigrants from accessing public services. Chris, I think a lot of people are ignorant to understand the kind of services that are given to illegals who cross the border. I mean, which is amazing. I mean, think about it, but yet they complain. I mean, they're in cages. I mean, they're being contained for their own protection. But, of course, the left, the mainstream media wants you to believe that they're just being so brutalized. And you go, I'm not sure I understand the brutality that's taking place when these kids are fed, you know, 3 square meals every day. They're in classes being taught. They've got, video games to play. It's not like they're in jail, even though by virtue of them, you know, in some cases accompanying parents, many cases not with parents, because the thing that's being greatly underreported here, Chris, is you got a lot of homeless kids, you got kids without parents. This is what's bringing them to the border, and they figure, okay, in a sense, you know, what do they got to lose? And, you know, if I'm a street urchin in Nicaragua, I could be a street urchin in Los Angeles.
Exactly. And as you said, it's a fact that people don't know. Out of the 12,000 minors in the DHS's custody, 10,000 of those came unaccompanied, right, by themselves. And we don't know, first of all, it makes you think what type of parents would send their child on a perilous journey like that, would probably be involved with coyotes and all that.
Sure.
So, you know, like I said earlier, you know, I have plenty of sympathy and empathy for these folks. I am not against immigration. I'm against illegal immigration. I don't care who you are. You can come into this country as long as you do it the right way.
Right.
And I think that's what most reasonable people are asking. Just come the right way.
Yeah.
And Mike Pence said the other day, if you're not going to come to this country legally, don't come.
That's right.
I mean, every country has a right to protect its borders. And I think it's just so hypocritical when you hear the Pope trying to harangue Donald Trump and our border policies when Vatican City is surrounded by a wall.
Right.
When they start letting people, illegal people, migrants come into Vatican City, then I think the Pope will have a little more credibility on this issue.
Yeah, and he starts paying for all their medical and everything else. You see, the thing is, and we brought this up the other day in a conversation with an analyst, and that is that if people coming to the border, you know, break the law, what tells you just because they cross the border that all of a sudden they're going to be law-abiding? I mean, if you break the law going in, chances of you breaking the law on the other side, I think, would be consistent. And this is what some of this evidence is proving out. Yes, we've had some dire situations, I mean, heartbreaking situations, which the president demonstrated the other day in the Oval Office, and having all those families that were represented who had lost loved ones at the hands of illegal immigrants. I mean, why should the illegal immigrants be a respecter of the law? So what if they killed somebody's child? So what? Big whoop. You know, I'll go back to Mexico or whatever, escape, justice and do that. And that has happened, you know, far too often. And our children are being killed in the streets at the hands of illegal immigrants in this country. And somehow it's okay. I mean, you know, and some will argue, say, oh, Bill, those numbers, that's just a small number. Well, there's only one bullet in the gun, too. So when you play Russian roulette, I can just tell you, it's just one bullet. You know, what's the problem, right?
And I'm also hearing there, you're in California, I'm also hearing that in some areas that the Hispanic gangs are marauding in the black neighborhoods and are harassing black people. I mean, it's out of control.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that's the most frustrating to me about this whole situation is we could end illegal immigration tomorrow if we put serious fines on these employers that hire illegal aliens, mm-hmm. and we put the CEOs and the leadership of these companies in jail for serious jail time.
Right.
You would see the migration from Central America and Mexico stop tomorrow. Because why would you come here if you can't work, if you can't get a job?
Right. Well, the other thing that it has to be considered here is that why even let them come to the border? And I think it was yesterday the president announced that, hey, look, we're not even going to put them to due process. You come here, you're illegally, you're here illegal, you're on a bus, we take you back home. You know, let's not get mired into all this other stuff. Let's just, you know, and, you know, that happens along with what you're talking about, and that is an adherence to E-Verify. We've been talking about this forever. I mean, there's some practical things that can be done. You can't reward bad behavior and expect good behavior to come out of it, can you?
No, and also when they get to the border, as we've learned, they've been coached to ask for asylum. So they're not coming to say, hey, I'm coming for economic reasons to get a job. They're saying, hey, I'm seeking asylum, and they're basically using our justice system, our laws against us, because, you know, if they do it correctly, we have to consider their request for asylum.
Well, and the thing that galls me, Chris, yeah, the thing's so crazy. I mean, here we are, we're talking about separation of families. Okay, so then they let an illegal come in. All right, and then they have a baby here in America. Now, that baby is a citizen. They're not. And so, legally, that baby gets to stay in America, and the parents have to leave. They get deported. So, what do you – I mean, you're ridiculous to talk about separating, you know, children, you know, from their parents when you have a system that promotes that. You know, this was never the intent of the founding fathers or that law, that if you had a baby here in America, that baby was immediately a citizen. You know, this is all crazy. Go ahead.
And, Bill, what's going to happen when these children are reunited with their parents while they're incarcerated and the law says that they can only be held for 20 days?
Yes.
But what if the court case for their deportation hasn't happened yet? Are we going to do what we've done in the past? We're going to give them a summons to appear in court and hope you come back.
Yeah, which 80% do not. I mean, we're back to insanity again. So, you know, again, this is where we can be thankful for the Trump administration because they're calling the question on this. You know, it's enough. Yeah, I mean, we either are concerned about national security. We see our children being murdered in the street at the hands of illegal immigrants that don't care about our laws. And, you know, and the thing is, it's happening, and you mentioned this, is that Hispanic communities are up in arms in it as well because they're, you know, by and large, it's their children that are being victimized by MS-13 gangs, you know, and now you say they're starting to progress into black communities as well. But primarily it has been Hispanic communities. And so, you know, it cracks me up. They act like they're so compassionate about it. I go, wait a minute, this has been going on for a long time. And you've allowed, you know, Hispanic communities to be ravaged here. They're young girls, you know, brought into sex slavery, and the anecdotal stories that we're hearing about, Chris, are just absolutely disgusting. And then even the girls that are coming, you know, thousands of miles away. I mean, how do you kiss your daughter goodbye and say, hey, have a great time in America, but before you go, here's some birth control pills, because chances are you're going to get raped maybe more than once on your way to America.
Well, it's just,
are you kidding me?
Yeah. What can you say? So, you know, I'm just wondering, what is the ultimate solution of this going to be? You know, I said it on my Facebook page that every time that the Democrats think this illegal border issue is going to be a winner for them, the president beats their brains in with it over and over and over when he brings up these families that were victimized by illegal aliens. Mm-hmm. I mean, the president is always going to, I think, win that argument because, you know, his campaign slogan, American First, and these people were victimized by illegal aliens. I think he's always going to have the public support over that. And I've seen that a new poll out said that 50% of Americans are in support of a border wall now.
It's increasing. Chris, you know, the thing is about this is the political divide that we have in the country, and it comes mostly from the left, and it galls me, even when it sticks its head out from the right, is when somebody has to, you know, they always talk about somebody winning, and the way they talk about it is somebody has to lose. If it's not win-win, I don't want to be a part of it. And this is part of the problem, that somebody's losing with some of these ideas that come from the left. Christopher Arps with Project 21. Chris, always appreciate your insight. Thank you so much for being with us.
Bill, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just hours yesterday, after Justice Anthony Kennedy announces his resignation from the nation's highest court, President Trump speaks at a rally in Fargo, North Dakota, saying whoever he picks to replace Kennedy will hopefully serve for as long as 45 years. The president also saying Kennedy's retirement highlights the need for keeping Republicans in control of the U.S. Senate.
Democrats want judges who will rewrite the Constitution any way they want to do it, and take away your Second Amendment and destroy your freedoms.
The Commerce Department saying in a report this morning that the economy grew more slowly in the first quarter than economists previously estimated, saying the GDP expanded at an annualized rate of 2% during the first 3 months of the year. Earlier estimates had put it at a still modest 2.2%. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Live. If you want to know how far love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look in my hand, look in my sight. You can count the times to say you are forgiven. It's more than the drops in the ocean.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Martinez live.
If you want to know how far love can go, just how deep, how wide. If you want.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us during the party today. Hey, and direct from Mobile, Alabama, our favorite do-it-yourselfer, Danny Lifford, joins us, and his daughter Chelsea as well, because summer's here. And for a lot of us, that means more time enjoying the outdoors. But, you know, how can you make sure your home is in tip-top shape for the summer season? Here with some summer maintenance tips are the hosts of today's Homeowner TV show, Danny Lifford, as I mentioned, his daughter Chelsea Lifford-Wolf. Hey, Danny. Chelsea, how we doing?
Hey, we're doing great. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for coming on the show as always. We always appreciate all the great summer tips you have for us. So let's talk about the top summer maintenance must-dos, Danny.
Oh, I certainly will. So many people have wood decks, and, you know, over the winter, a lot of things happen to those decks. So it's good to take a real close look at everything and make sure it's safe, number one. So your handrails, a lot of times they'll get loose, and you'll need some extra screws, some coated deck screws to tighten those up. Fairly easy to do. Also, look around on the surface of the deck, and it's funny how nails will work their way out and pull those nails out. Don't nail them back down. It's tempting, but just pull those out and replace that with a coated deck screw that will go down into the wood and it'll hold it all in shape. But boy, if you come across that with a barefoot
tear your toe up on that. That will certainly make for a long day. So that's one of the first things that you need to do.
Yeah, Chelsea, I hear you.
Yeah, and I was just going to say you need to go inside and look for wherever your indoor air conditioning unit is located. I know mine's in my attic, and you want to find the drain line for it and pour one cup of bleach down it. That's going to keep the buildup of mold and mildew in your drain line from accumulating, and then your air conditioner is going to drain so much better and run all summer long for you.
Yeah, a simple little idea like that. That's great. Go ahead, Danny.
And Bill, there's one here I'll throw you a curve on that you might not think about. Call the chimney sweep. You're not going to have a fire there anytime soon, but I guarantee you those guys will appreciate getting your call because certainly they're not busy this time of the year, and they'll do a better job, maybe get a little bit of a discount on it, but now's a great time to get that ready for a few months from now when you will have a fire there. So that's always a good one that's on our list.
Yeah, excellent. Any tips on making repairs that you may discover while doing all this cleaning?
Yeah, well, I was cleaning some outdoor furniture with just some soap and water, and I discovered that a board on a wooden side table I had built had split. It split with the grain, and so I just repaired it with some wood glue. I put wood glue along the crack, and then I squeezed it together with some small bungee cords, and it really held it together. And while the glue set up, and now it's good as new.
And since it is an outdoor piece of furniture, we use what we call Type Bond 3, which is the ultimate wood glue. It's good for interior, exterior, waterproof. And actually, I think Bill, everybody loves Adirondack chairs. And
yes, exactly.
We built these two cool Adirondack chairs a couple of years ago and used the Type Bond 3 to hold it all together along with some coated screws, and they still look fantastic today. And are very comfortable when you're relaxing out on the deck.
Well, we're thinking summer and outdoors and good fun, and there's some great do-it-yourself tips here coming your way from Danny and Chelsea. And Chelsea, you mentioned air conditioning, and what you do is a great idea, and appreciate that. But considering that summer and air conditioners will be working overtime in the weeks and months ahead, how about some suggestions how to keep our electric bills from getting out of hand?
Well, you want to evaluate if you have any additional space onto your house that wasn't there when you got your original air conditioning unit. It might be time to reconsider getting a ductless unit for that additional space. We're actually in about 400 square foot addition on the back of a house. They closed in an existing porch, and their other air conditioner just wasn't cutting it. So we recently installed a Carrier mini split ductless system.
And I'll tell you what, Bill, you've heard the SEER rating, seasonal energy efficiency ratio.
Exactly.
That's something homeowners are so familiar with these days. And the higher that number, the less expensive it is to run it. Now, traditionally, houses are somewhere 16 to 18 SEER. A window unit is as low as 8. But the Carrier split system that we installed here is 42. It's among the most efficient air conditioning you can get. It's extreme. Matter of fact, I'm standing right beside it right now, and you can't even hear it. It's so quiet. And, of course, you know what we have to have on almost anything in our home, Bill, is a remote control.
Oh, you got to have that. That's half the fun there, right there. Danny Lippert is with us, veteran remodeling contractor and TV personality, known to audiences as the host of the Emmy-nominated nationally syndicated home improvement TV and radio shows. Today's homeowner with Danny Lippert, and of course his daughter Chelsea is with us as well, and we're talking about these great do-it-yourself summer tips to save you money and make the most of your backyard. Speaking of which, Danny, what about patios, pavements, lawns, everything like that? What else do you recommend?
Well, certainly cleaning everything that you can is going to make an immediate difference. And then if you find any cracks, I get a lot of calls and questions about cracks in concrete. And it's a tricky thing because a lot of times, a crack is certainly unsightly, but putting too much concrete repair caulk on it is just as unsightly. So anytime that you're addressing any of those cracks, you want to put just barely enough to seal that crack up. That will keep water out from getting in under the slab and undermining it, and that can be a big thing. Another tip that Chelsea shares a lot of times is who wants to wash windows, but if you have to wash windows, here's a couple of pretty good tips.
is you take vinegar and water, a 50-50 ratio, and put it in a spray bottle, and you spray it on your windows. But the funny part is that you don't use paper towels. Use newspaper.
Yes, yeah, I've heard that.
Paper
right.
towels will leave residue and, you know, little paper particles behind. The newspaper will give you nice streak-free shine.
And, you know, windows, cleaning windows, one of those things everybody just, you know, complains about. But you know what? It really doesn't take that long, you know, that you get one person on the inside, one person on the outside, cleaning the same window. And that way you make sure you have no streaks. And you can move around the home pretty quickly, and you really don't have to do that, but maybe once a year, it can make a big difference when you're sitting inside looking out at your beautiful backyard.
Well, that's a great idea, Chelsea. I'm glad you shared that. I've heard of the vinegar and, you know, and the water dilution and the newspaper tip before, but that's a good reminder. Now, Danny, where can the good folks go for more information here as we wrap things up?
Well, certainly I'd love for everybody to drop by on todayshomeowner.com. And click on our Four Seasons list. It's actually todayshomeowner.com/Four Seasons. It's some great information, very practical, realistic, which is what we love to do here at Today's Homeowner, to give you some tips of some of the things that would be great for you to take care of right now during this time of the year.
Well, Chelsea, any parting tip from you here? I mean, we've been taking notes like crazy. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, just wear your sunscreen. Don't get out there in the sun and stay out there too long.
Great.
Your house isn't going to look good if you're sunburnt.
That's right. See, we always need the mother and the female perspective here. And Chelsea Lifford-Wolf comes in just in time. And Danny Lifford with her. Hey, guys, thank you so much. Appreciate you guys coming on the show. You take care.
Okay. Thanks,
always
good to be with you, Bill. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
America, we're a nation built by hard work. And when we get knocked down, we get back up. Now we're making a comeback. Starting to grow faster than we have in years. Wages are going up. We have more job openings than people looking to fill them. American trade, free trade, is essential to that prosperity. Powering our economy, creating jobs. But we could be risking it all because tariffs will raise prices in America, hurting American workers and small business owners. Hurting farmers who get penalized selling food overseas. Hurting families raising children. If we want to keep growing, we must keep trading, not tax ourselves with tariffs and make our businesses less competitive. Protect American trade. Support freedom. Oppose tariffs. Paid for by Freedom Partners Chamber of Commerce.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
This means, yes, movie guy time. The one and only Steve Evans, live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Love it when the introductions work just like that. It goes so smooth. Steve Evans, the movie guy with us. Steve-O, how we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine. Thank you. And
so is Jurassic Park, huh?
Well, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, not doing well. I mean, it did great business. $148 million last week and just in this country alone. It was off about 28% from Jurassic World, which came out a couple of years ago. So, but not to worry, though, because it has made about $750 million so far worldwide. So
wow.
Not to worry about the Jurassic World franchise. It seems to be doing quite well. Incredibles 2 was number 2. That made another $80.4 million.
Unbelievable. Round 2, $80 million. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, about $350 million so far. With there for that particular movie. Just in this country alone. Ocean's 8 was number 3. Tag number 4. Deadpool 2. Rounding out the top five. Well, this weekend, we're going to kind of take a break from the blockbuster thing. We have some very interesting movies coming out, but nothing, not what you would call blockbuster. I mean, we'll wait until 4th of July weekend for the next big one. But we have some interesting films. Let's begin with this one. Sicario 2, Day of the Soldado. Yes, 73% recommending this one. The series begins a new chapter. In the drug war, there are no rules, as we know, and the cartels have begun trafficking terrorists across the U.S. border. When I first read that, I thought it said tourists, and I thought that would be an interesting twist. Anyway, yes. We have a federal agent, Matt Graver, played by Josh Brolin. He calls on the mysterious Alejandro, played by Benicio del Toro, whose family was murdered by a cartel kingpin. They bring him in to escalate the war in nefarious ways. He kidnaps the kingpin's daughter, as one does when you're trying to inflame the conflict.
Yeah,
when the girl is seen as collateral damage, her fate will come between the two men as they question everything they are fighting for. Benicio del Toro. We have Josh Brolin, Isabel Moner in this one, 73% recommending. This is over-the-top violence. I may have to miss it, but it's out there for you this weekend.
Yeah, but if nothing else, you just go around and go, Benicio del Toro. Yeah.
No, I love it when he's in a movie because we get to say his name.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, we also have another one out there, another one called Uncle Drew. This looks fun. You may be familiar with this because this began as a digital episodic series originally created by Pepsi about 5 years ago. Now,
yeah, they by the way, they sent me a bobblehead.
Oh, they did?
They sent me a bobblehead, yeah. It was really cool.
Well, who? Which one?
Who did I get? I got... Irving, I think is who they sent, because they sent it in Florida, and I'm in California right now, so I'm apart from it. So
Kyrie Irving, yeah, well,
Kyrie Irving
plays Uncle Drew in this week.
Yes.
What's going on here? After draining his life savings to enter a team in the Rucker Classic streetball tournament in Harlem, you have Dax. He's dealt a series of unfortunate setbacks, including losing his team to his longtime rival. So he's desperate to win the tournament and win the cash prize. He stumbles upon the man, the myth, and the legend, Uncle Drew, played by Kyrie Irving. You have the bobblehead.
I got the official bobblehead. Yes, I do.
So anyway, what we have here is a bunch of NBA stars dressed up and made up to look like they're in their 80s. That's what's going on. So anyway, he convinces Uncle Drew to return to the court one more time. And so the two men embark on a road trip to round up Drew's old basketball squad here. You got Shaquille O'Neal, Chris Webber, Reggie Miller, Nate Robinson, Lisa Leslie, and he wants to prove that a group of septuagenarians can still win the big one. If you want to know what Shaq will look like at 80, you should check this out. Well, check out the trailer because
that's right. It's a
funny
hoot.
Stuff.
It is a hoot, no doubt. Yes.
59% recommending Uncle Drew. Another comedy out there which looks really funny because it's starring a couple of my favorite people. First of all, we have Steve Coogan and then Paul Rudd starring in Ideal Home. Now, Paul, of course, is going to open next weekend with Ant-Man and the Wasp. That'll be the big blockbuster next weekend. But in this movie, you have celebrity chef Erasmus, played by Steve Coogan, and Paul Rudd plays his partner, Paul. And they have a happy, rather self-indulgent life together, but their perfect existence is turned upside down when, at a dinner party, Erasmus is confronted by the grandson he never knew he had. With the child's father in prison, it seems that the kid has nowhere else to go, and so after much debate, they decide to take him in. With changes and challenges on both sides, this could prove a recipe for disaster. It's very funny stuff, 82% recommending. Check out the trailer. It's called Ideal Home. And a documentary, which I've been looking forward to. It's called Game Changers. I don't know. I always thought that being a game show host would be the perfect gig. Well, how about you?
Yeah, I think so. Nice and easy. You know what to count on, the whole deal. Once you get into the rhythm of it, you just keep on going, right?
Yeah, they take a couple of days to shoot, then you have a couple of weeks off. I mean, it's a great. As a matter of fact, I actually was a host of a game show up in Seattle. It was a public affairs game show called The Great American Game, which was a great title. But a horrible game. I did a pilot one time it was called Double Dare. It's called it. Double Dare.
You'd have been perfect at it.
Well,
you'd have been
on stage voice. And
you were just yeah. Okay, all right. So they wouldn't let you have a Vanna or anything like that, huh?
No, but the host of this pilot, Adult Double Dare, Bruce Jenner.
Oh,
back in the day.
Okay.
A lot of changes.
The original. Anyway. Yeah, a lot of changes. Yeah, exactly.
This is a movie called Game Changers. It's a documentary. Legendary quiz master Alex Trebek takes us on a personal journey as Jeopardy marks its 50th anniversary, including 30 years with Alex at the podium. And this is a look at game shows through time, iconic hosts and personalities and contestants, the triumphs, the controversies that have shaped the evolution of this important part of our culture. If you're into game shows and that whole history, Game Changers might be a doc for you to check out.
That'd be good. That's good fun, though. You think about, some of the crazy deals, the mistakes, there hasn't been a lot of them. I mean, this is, you can thank God for pre-recording, but occasionally they've made a couple of big whammy mistakes here, right?
Right. And he had, some incredible personalities, and it's a big part of our culture.
Right, exactly.
We have another movie called Leave No Trace. This is a big movie at Sundance and Cannes this year. This is about a father and his 13-year-old daughter living an ideal existence off the grid in this vast urban park in Portland, Oregon. A small mistake derails their lives forever. Their lives are shattered. They're both put into social services. But after clashing with their new surroundings, Will and his daughter Tom, which is short for Thomason, set off on a harrowing journey back to their wild homeland. 100% recommending Leave No Trace. Big movie at the festivals. Another movie which was big at Sundance is a documentary, which is a crazy, crazy story. It's called Three Identical Strangers.
Mm-hmm.
It's New York. It's in 1980. You have these three complete strangers accidentally discovering that they're identical triplets.
Wow.
Separated at birth. You can imagine if you're walking down the street someday and see somebody that looks like you. The 19-year-old's joyous reunion catapults them into international fame, but it also unlocks an extraordinary and disturbing secret that goes beyond their own lives and could transform our understanding of human nature forever.
Mm.
That's a great little tease there. You should check out the trailer for Three Identical Strangers out there. Another movie here called Dark River, which is starring one of my favorite people, Ruth Wilson. You may remember her from the Showtime series The Affair, and she is playing, this time, a daughter here. Following the death of her father, Alice, played by Ruth, returns home to her village for the first time in 15 years to claim the family farm that she believes is rightfully hers. It's directed by Cleo Bernard, who's a hot director out of the UK, and this is a taut and powerful psychological drama, according to the press release. 77% of the critics agree. Dark River, out this weekend. And then a movie, I guess, if you are really into the cinema, we have a movie called Love, Cecil.
Love, Cecil.
And this is
yeah.
one of those movies, also a documentary that was big on the festival circuit. Lisa Immordino Vreeland directs this doc about the Academy Award-winning costume designer Cecil Beaton. He was this multi-talented guy. He was a photographer, he was an artist, he was a set designer, and he's best known for designing award-winning films such as Gigi, way back in 1958, and My Fair Lady back in 64. And this film features archive footage and interviews with a number of models and artists and filmmakers. It really kind of takes you behind the scenes to show you what really goes into the artistic design of a film, focusing on a guy who was one of the best doing that sort of thing, Cecil.
Wow.
Cecil Beaton, out this weekend.
Yeah, not to be confused with Cecil B. DeMille, huh?
Well, Cecil Beaton in this particular
case. Yes, exactly. There's a lot to choose from. By the way, I did get a chance to see Bandstand. It was a Fathom event this week. I was caught a little bit off guard because, I hear Bandstand. My wife said, hey, we're going to go see this deal, Bandstand. I'm thinking American Bandstand, right? I'm thinking music.
I would imagine.
Didn't realize it was a live segment, a tape segment of a live Broadway show. Bandstand was an award winner, and I think it came out maybe about 3 years ago. And a terrific movie. Takes you through the era, swing era of World War II and the music of the time, and go ahead.
This was a taping of the actual Broadway play.
Right, exactly. Oh, it was awesome, Steve. I'm telling you, I just really enjoyed it. And what it addressed, because we've talked about this many times on the show about PTSD, it addressed PTSD World War II. We didn't hear a lot of PTSD issues. We heard about alcoholism and things like that. This was, I guess, before it became colloquially defined, and I think we're still trying to understand it when, even today there's 22 vets who commit suicide as a result of PTSD, which is just unbelievable. It's beyond our comprehension, what is going on in our country even today. But this addresses the issue, and really well done, and was a great movie, and I appreciate that Fathom was able to show that to us. So I love these Fathom events. It's a good way to see some of these shows that otherwise you would not see. And I was kind of surprised. I mentioned to my wife, because as often as we go to New York and enjoy the plays and that somehow this one got by us, that we didn't see it. We should have seen it there live in New York, but hey, we saw it on a Fathom event, and it was good fun. Well done.
This is something that is being streamed now, I would imagine.
Yes, exactly, on Bandstand.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Great.
Here he is, the movie guy, Steve Evans. Thanks, Steve.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this. hospital. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.